remain in a hockey market that playing in front of a passionate fan base makes it exciting for a hockey player. So for me, coming to Winnipeg, playing in front of a sold-out building every single night, I know in the past number of years coming into Winnipeg, it's always been a difficult spot for offices to play because of how intense of an atmosphere it is within the MTS Center. You know, the core brass of the Jets reached out to me earlier in the week, and we had a real solid conversation for about a half hour, and it sounded like we were both, or all of us were on the same page of what we expected from one another. And when you look at the roster from top to bottom, it's really exciting to see the names that are on it and what this team is going to be capable of moving forward, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
What do you think it's going to be like to have an opportunity not only to work with, but to be able to mentor a young guy like Connor Hellebuyck?
I'm really looking forward to it. In the past couple seasons in Philadelphia, my main goalie partner, Michael Neuwirth, missed significant time with some injuries. So we had a younger goaltender and Anthony Storrs come up for, you know, at certain times, about a month or more each time. So I got the chance to work with a younger goaltender that, was real eager to learn off of me. I've been in the league now for coming into my 10th season. I've gone through some good times and bad times, and I believe I've found ways to overcome things. So I believe that I can be a good sounding board for Connor to work with. But more importantly, I'm looking forward to helping him get better and also just continue myself growing my game.
Steve, Ken Weep from the Big Sun here. What was the courting process like for you, and what are your expectations for this year based on the conversations you've had with the Jets?
It was my first crack at free agency. Didn't really know what to expect. I was in contact with a number of different teams, but right from the offset, Winnipeg got in contact with myself early Monday afternoon, and we had a great conversation. And from that point on, they were definitely within the discussions with my agent all week long, and we came to a deal pretty quickly. And I'm just really excited to be part of an organization that is in the right direction. I believe that I can be a piece that helps get this team over the hump here. And, moving forward, I'm just looking forward to getting out to Winnipeg, looking for a spot to live, and getting to know some of the guys on the team, and starting the season off on the right foot.
What do you see as your strengths as a goaltender?
I think, like I said, I've been in the league for 9 full years now. I believe every year my game has grown. I believe at 29 years old right now, I think I'm just entering the prime of my career where obviously working with Wade Flaherty is going to continue to help grow my game. And I believe that I can be an integral part of helping this team win hockey games. I think I can come up with the big saves that we can need on any given night that'll help us get over the edge here.
Steve, it's Scott Billick from NHL.com. How much was being able to come into a team and be a starter, how much did that play into signing here in Winnipeg?
Yeah, I look at it as a great opportunity. Every goaltender wants to be a number one goaltender. I think there's an opportunity here to work with Connor and play lots of hockey. I think working with him, I think our goal is going to be to provide the Jets with some real consistent, strong goaltending night in, night out, regardless of who's in the net. But I definitely looked at the Winnipeg situation as a spot where I could come in and help a team succeed and have a chance to play some hockey games and meaningful hockey games down the stretch into the playoffs. When you look at the roster, it's definitely a playoff team in my eyes.
And just one more for me. How many other teams were kind of courting you through this period?
I had five teams that had some, what I would consider serious interest. But like I said, right from the offset, the Jets were definitely high on the list, and they definitely fit the bill in a number of different areas. So I'm just excited to get going here.
Steve, it's Jason Bell from Winnipeg Free Press. I just wonder, Winnipeg, you're in a fishbowl, obviously, in this city, being with a member of the Winnipeg Jets, not unlike you were in Philadelphia. Goaltending has been a hot-button issue with this club. I mean, are you prepared for the pressures that come with that, especially with a club that may have gone a little further last year if goaltending was a little more sound?
Yeah, absolutely I am. Like you touched on, playing in Philadelphia, is really no different, other than the fact that I'll be in a Canadian market now, which is something that ever since I started playing is something I always had dreamed about, playing back in Canada in front of a passionate fan base. So, I don't really look at it being pressure, more as a negative thing. I look at it as a positive thing, where you have to come to the rink every day, work hard to get better, and perform the way you're expected to perform. It'll be obviously a challenge, but it's something I'm looking forward to taking on head on.
You talked about growing as a goaltender and growing as a person. I mean, from the guy that that came into the league back 8 or 9 years ago, I mean, what are some of the key areas that you really feel like you've taken strides?
I think my overall calmness of my game has improved greatly. I've talked about it with the Philadelphia Press in the last number of years. As you know, they said, like your Calder winning year must have been the best career year and best year of my career. And I really disagree. I really believe that my game in the last number of years is 10 times better than it was during my first year. I believe the game has matured. I believe I read the game a lot better now than I ever did during my time in Columbus. So, I believe I have a lot to look forward to, and I'm really looking forward to helping the Jets out here and providing some stable goaltending.
Steve, Judy Owen from the Canadian Press, where are you making this call from?
I'm back in Oakville, just west of Toronto. It's my hometown.
And have you got any plans to celebrate today's Canada Day and this new contract?
Yeah, I have some family members over at my house right now. And later on this evening, my fiance and I are going to take everybody out for a nice dinner and celebrate the new contract, and then obviously Canada Day as well.
And do you have any close friends on the Jets roster?
I know a few of them just from kind of crossing paths over here. Brian Little and I share the same agent, so I know Brian a little bit. And then I played with Sean Mathias on the World Junior team that we won the gold medal with back in, I believe it was 2008, which seems like a long time ago now, but I'm definitely looking forward to getting to know everybody on a more personal level. And, like I said, really excited to get into Winnipeg, find a place to live, and get things started with a new group of guys.
Thank you.
Steve, can we begin? Having been to the playoffs 3 times, what's the most important thing when it comes to dealing with expectations?
I think it's just to stay within your own head. There's a lot of outside noise that playing in a hockey market can put on, but I think it's just a matter of staying within the locker room and focusing on, the 23, 24 guys that are on the team, along with coaching staff. I believe if you can really just narrow your focus and focus on a simple task of winning a hockey game, I really believe that can be beneficial rather than focusing on what other people outside the organization are saying, the expectations that they might be putting on a certain situation.
Steve, Scott Billick, one more time. What goes into kind of mentoring a young goalie? I mean, I'm not sure how much you've done it in the past, but what do you kind of expect to have to do, or what you would do for a guy like Connor?
That's the thing. I've never met Connor, obviously, other than playing against him, so there's obviously going to be a little bit of a feeling out phase for ourselves and building a relationship. I believe having a good relationship with your goaltending partner is a must. So I think that's something that we're going to have to obviously start working at right from the start of training camp. But Connor's still a young goaltender. He's had some success in the league, but he's also experienced some difficulties, which is a good thing. I believe that when you find a way to come out of a tough situation, it makes you better. It makes you a better hockey player, it makes you a better person. And I've gone through some similar things as Connor may have experienced, and I believe that I'm somebody that can continue to help guide him through the early onset of his NHL career, and hopefully he'll find working with me beneficial. And I really believe that my practice habits are extremely solid, and hopefully he can see how I work in practice, and maybe he can follow suit and help him ourselves get better by pushing one another.
Steve, it's John Waldman, fourth period. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit more about the similarities between Winnipeg and Philadelphia in terms of that passionate fan base.
There's two markets. They're both two markets that have a fan base that expects extremely high amount of compete from their players. You know, I believe as a hockey player, there's only a handful of arenas that are intimidating for opposition players to come in and play, one being Philadelphia and another being in Winnipeg. And it's when you're coming out into, you know, I've never come out as the home team in Winnipeg, but I know playing in Philadelphia coming out, there's just a sense of that you have an advantage. And I'm looking forward to coming to Winnipeg and playing in front of a passionate fan base that expects a lot from their hockey club. They're knowledgeable, which is also important too. You know, they're not just making noise for sake of noise, but they're making they're cheering for a certain reason. And I'm really looking forward to coming to this Canadian market that is really looking forward to having some success in the playoffs, and hopefully, you know, looking at our team that we have, we should be able to do some of that for them.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve, it's Sean Reynolds with Sportsnet. I'm just interested on how you landed on that two-year term and what you feel you need to do in the next 2 years to turn that into a maybe another lucrative contract.
Yeah, you know what? I think it was a term that worked for both sides. You know, obviously with the Jets situation in terms of players coming up for renewals, they couldn't necessarily project out what the cap was going to be like and how much they would have to work with. And for myself, you know, the Jets provided me with a salary I was extremely comfortable with, and it also lets us revisit this potentially next summer if we have a good year, and like you said, maybe potentially signing that longer-term deal. But for myself right now, I'm happy with the term. I'm happy with the average of the contract, and you know, my main focus right now is just starting the first year of this contract off right and helping this team have some success, which is definitely needed for the organization, I believe.
Steve, are you a guy that keeps a close eye on what's going on with everybody else today and what it might be like to play in the Central Division moving forward here?
You know what, if I wasn't in this position where it was my signing day as well, I would have been, you know, watching TSN or something like that with the freezing frenzy. But to be honest with you, my phone's just been blowing up nonstop, so it's been hard to keep tabs on what's going on around the rest of the league. But once, you know, the afternoon dies down a little bit, I'll be sure to scan through and see where some of my fellow players have ended up. And, you know, I've talked with Michael Delzotto already, so I was happy for him to see him land there in Vancouver.